Kedvach, a recap of Sif Tezvav last week. I mean, Sif Yedain and Yedal and Tezvav was both important, but we need Tezvav for tonight. Basically, what happened in Tezvav was that someone gave a shliach, a broker, to sell something. Here's Mamakam Hazoil. He's telling him to go to Mamakam Hayeka and sell it for me. And you're allowing him to use the money. After he sells the goods, he's going to obviously have money. That money you allow him to use. So it means you're asking to sell something and then become a loiva. You're allowing him to become a loiva. And now, loch luchari is that you have a problem that why is he being matriach for you to take the goods from where you are and sell that? That tirch he's doing bechinam. Why is he doing it for you? He's doing it because he anticipates getting a halva b'makom hayayka there. And for that schar tirch that he did for you, that would be like a ribis payment. Like a ribis mukdamis, so to speak. He's giving you a tirch, he's giving you free tirch in advance of the halva that he's going to receive. So the way to get out of that, we said, is v'hu she'itun le'schar tirch, he has to give him proper pay, for compensation for the tirch, to bring him b'mokam hayeka. And we discussed in Makloikas, and we paskin, the Taz suggests a pshara, that you don't have to give him a real compensation, you can give him a dina for his tirch, and that's enough. Then the mechaber feels ois, but if the seller is an adam choshev, where the broker has a side benefit from it, he has a benefit that he'll be potter from taxes, from tariffs, because he's helping a adam choshev. So the halacha is that itself, the toiva that he has, the benefit that he has from this a wave of taxes, he was released from paying tariff. That itself is the toiva that the noisein, the seller, is giving him, or the malva, so to speak, is giving him, and therefore he's willing to be matriach. So you need not give above that, you need not give any schar tircha. So what the chiddush with that is that even though the schar tircha is not coming directly, the pay, so to speak, not coming directly from the noisein, it's a dava menela, the fact that he's dealing on behalf of this adam kashrif, still that's enough for compensation for the tircha, and it's not considered hakdamis, like Akdamis Ribis. Okay, Ribis Magdamis. Now, what you also see, Zaitik, is you see, Bein Hashuris, is we're talking about an Adam Choshev. In the Gemara Hamas, we're talking about an Amoira. That means even an Amoira, even someone who's an Adam Choshev, is allowed to go through this deal. There's no Lefnim Mishur Sedin, there's no Midas Chasidis involved. It's perfectly 100% Mutta to do, provided that the Loiva, the broker, get some benefit of the fact that he was let off from taxes. Okay. Tonight, Miyat Hashem, we're going to learn the inverted case. There we were talking about a seller who's giving a broker an item to sell for him, and he's going to have a subsequent halva, and we have a problem what to do with the tircha. Tonight it's going to be the opposite, a buyer and with a halva, and we have a problem what to do with the tircha. An inverted case. Okay, let's start Sif Tezayin. If the chitim in your medina were dalit sa'in besela, here it cost a quarter apiece. Dalit sa'in comes for a sela. Ubikfarim, but in kfarim you can get sheish besela, right? You can get more items, more chitim. Muta litin sela latagr. I can give this broker a sela. Kedei sheyavi sheish sa'in me'akfar, in order that he should be able to bring from the kfar, from the outskirts of the town, not in the Medina itself, from the hick town, he was able to bring sheish soyin me'akfar. And he need not bring it el l'zman ploini. He has till zman ploini to bring it. So what type of deal is this? The deal is like this. I need to get the chitin. If I would buy it here, I would only get dalit soyin. It's expensive here. What I'm willing to do is give you the money, you be my broker, buy it at a cheaper place. You're able to get six soyin besela. And what do you have out of this? What you have out of it is it's a lizman ploini. You don't have to deliver the chitim till later. So you could use the money. In the meantime, you have capital. Basically, what I'm doing is I'm lending you money. At B, then in 3 months from now, you'll deliver me chitim at a cheaper rate. So basically is that should be, the first thing should be mamish ribis. I'm lending you money. I'm going to ask to be paid back sheish soyin, which in this medina is considered a seller and a half, right? So right then, I'm giving you a seller to be paid back in shava kesef, a seller and a half. So that should be outright problematic. It sounds like ribis, right? Now, it's not ribis ktus if you really would look at it just that, because in order to have ribis ktus, it has to be money for money or paris for paris. I'm giving you money and delivering me paris. Good, but it'll be Ribbis Midrabonin. I mean, terrible. I'm giving you a sella and you're giving me back a sella and a half. That's a problem. But here, what we're going to do is we're going to view it. No, that's not what really happened. What really happened was is that you were my broker. Just like we had in Sif Tezvot, well, we're going to have it, the inverted case here. You are my broker to make the purchase on my behalf. And when you go ahead in that kfar and you buy Sheish Sayin for a seller, you're buying the Sheish Sayin for me. I own the Sheish Sayin. Right then, when you make the Maisa Kinyan, you're doing it on my behalf. So how much did you lay out on my behalf in the kfar? Only a seller, because in a seller, in the kfar, you could buy shesayin for a seller. So basically, as I lent you, let's say, a seller, and you're paying me back, or I instruct you to the purchase, but let's say I lent you a seller, and you're paying me back in the kfar by purchasing chitim worth a seller for me. Now, granted, that's what it's worth over there, is only a seller. When you're going to bring it back here, then it's going to be worth more, a seller and a half. But good, I gave you a seller, and when you got there, you laid out on my behalf. That's how you paid me back, by making a purchase with a seller. So it was a seller for a seller. That's very clean. Now, what's the problem? The problem is, why in the world, if you pocket did that, and you paid me back in the kfar, you should tell me, by the way, Yankel, your payers are sitting in some street in the kfar. Why are you schlepping and making the tircha to bring back the chitim back to me? So that's going to be a problem. So for that, you have to be compensated. We're going to see. Vahu. Now, this is all, let me just finish the machav and I'll take question. Vahu. This is going to be muta only shiyu b'chayis lokeach imniknuvu oynevdu b'derek. To make this muta is only if from the time the purchase is made in the kfar, from there back to where I live, back to where the malva lives, is going to be b'chayis of the malva, b'chayis of the lokeach. So then we see clearly that the purchase took place in the kfar on behalf of the malva, on behalf of the lokeach, and all you are is a shamis, is a shliach, to schlep it back for me. Now, what happened here? Now, we know in Sif Tezvah we just said, V'hu sheyitin leschar tirchai al halachasa. How come here the Mechaba doesn't add, V'hu sheyitin leschar tirchai al havasa? I should have to be compensated for bringing it back. And on that, the Gemara says, here you need not even pay schar tirchai. We see that the kinin was made over there. It's a seller for a seller. It's a done deal. And I bring you a raya. You see that you're being Mechaba lachrayis. Or the lekeach is being makaba chayis from the kfar to here, everything is fine. What am to the schar tiyachol? The fact that you being my triach and bringing it back for me should be ribis mu'ucheres. I lent you money, and you paid me back. But after you paid me back, you also went out of your way to schlep all those payers, all those chitim back to me over here. Why isn't it ribis
mu'ucheres?
No. You see that? Okay. You see the chayis is on the lekeach. So now I know that when you made the ma'isekinin in the kfar, you purchased it for me. Right then, the choiv is finished with. I just own the payers that are over there. Why are you schlepping it back for me? That's kartich they're doing for me. Should be ribis mu'ucheres. So what's the eitzah for that? So if you look in the... Sorry? It's alva because you're losing the money for 3 months till you make that Maisa Kinyan. It says, Lizman Ploini, the Makabe says, I only ask you to bring me back the pears in 3 months from now. For the next 3 months, what are you doing with this money? You can buy and sell and buy and sell 17 times. You flip over that money and make a profit. It's just at the end of the 3 months that at that point you have this responsibility to make that purchase on my behalf and then to schlep it back to me. So why is this Mutta? So if you look in the Taz, Sifkat and Chavav, the Taz says, Vamina b'Gemara, why over here is this permissible? Why don't I have to give you schar tircha? So the Taz, the Nekala Targa, the Megalan Leitara. What does that mean? That's the Lashon Gemara. What does that mean? He's bringing you Rashi's Pirish. Pirish, are you dezeh? From the fact that I gave you capital to make these purchases, I gave you $1 million to make this humongous purchase over there, right? Are you dezeh? Ye nikashu soicha. Because I gave you so much money to make this purchase, I sort of did you the toiva by allowing you to be my broker on such a deal. Because now when you're going to go there and flip the dollar bill, flip the hundreds and show the guy, you know, I'm willing to buy so much, you look good, you look like you're a wheeler and dealer, you mamish control the market, you have a lot of capital. The sellers all there are going to lick mamish, try to be machnif you, try to get you to be their buyer, because they know you're a great buyer. And therefore, A, they'll give you on credit. You'll make this $1 million purchase, but the next $1 million that you purchase, you'll be able to get it on credit because you're mamish. We see that you have access to a lot of capital. Inami zakta gemara demaisli gabayu. You also get a benefit, the meizel gabal, that they give it to you at a discount, even though normally they sell it sheish sain besela. But pirsh kishashoymen shezeinu mistake, when they hear from you, when you tell them that you're not making a dime out of this because you were committed to give it back to me for sheish sain besela, you're really doing the deal for me, so therefore they want you to buy. So what they'll do is meizel gabal yoisa, they'll give you a better rate. They'll give you, let's say, instead of shei sain b'sela, they'll give it to you shei sain for a drop less than a seller. That difference, you'll make your profit. Kidei sheyavik, in order that you for a profit. Why do they want you to profit? Because they know that they're good to you and they'll give you a little profit today. Tomorrow, you'll come back to them again to make a purchase for the next guy you're a broker for. You'll bring business to them. So therefore, they'll give you a profit. You know, you have, let's say, a home interior decorator, right? So she has an in with a bunch of things. So they'll give a greater discount because they know that she could pull in, this decorator could pull in, this broker could pull in more business. So even though to the market it's one price, but for this broker they'll give a little cheaper to make a profit. So that's basically what's going on over here. So this middle guy has an ability, to profit, or he has an advantage of being a broker here, either because of this, that he'll get a better rate, or because of the other thing is that he'll be able to prove that, look, he is a wheeler and dealer, look, he is a person who buys a lot, so they'll give it to him on credit. So what does that mean? It means he has an advantage. Zok Rashi, which the Taz left out, but it's a very important Hayisafa, that is, that even had I not given him the use of the money, even had I not lent him the money, I would tell him, you don't have this man plowing me. Here's the money, go there right now and buy it. You have no right to spend the money and come right back and and bring me the chitin. You would do the same thing. The reason why you're schlepping it back is not because of the alva. Right, you would do it even without Tava. You're doing it because you have a business Tava. For you, it's worthwhile the Shlep, the Terka, to bring it back because you are going to have the advantage of Megalon Leitara or Moisli Gabayo. So just like Lamarshal in Sif Tezvav, we had this concept that if you have a Ptur on the Meches, that itself is compensation and that itself takes care of the problem of the Schar HaLacha, the Tircha, so to here you are compensated in other ways, that you are now going to have the reputation of a good businessman because of that. That's why, that's how you're compensated for the Schar Hava, and you need not be paid any other way.
The concept is that this guy has to pay him back 6 times. Instead of that, you can take it back and sell it and make a din and a half. That alone is not
ribbons. It's not ribbons because I already own the 6 lane over there. If you own the 6 lane and you bring it back to me here, and now you have to give me the 6 lane avada, you're paying it's ribbons. You, the broker, when you made the Maisa Kinan in the Kfar, you did it for me. And if it blows up the next second, it's my loss. Right, the chrayis has to be on the lookout. I'm going to lose. You made the ma'aseh kinyan for me. Now you want to know why you're schlepping for me. The schlepping is because it's worth your while, because you'll have a good reputation of a good businessman by doing so.
But the fact that I can keep the money, that's the
hova. You can keep the money till you make the ma'aseh kinyan. So that's a hova. But once you go to the kfar and you pay the seller there, a dollar, the seller, at that point, the chayiv was paid off.
I can still use that money.
No, what money? You paid it off. You
no,
took
I
this.
Capital. I have 6 lane.
No, you're not allowed. No, that's my 6 lane. You can't use that 6 lane.
I can't use it again.
No. It's mine. You bought it for me. And the chayis is on me. It's my sign. That's it. That's finished with.
Why do you need it? Okay. The Mechaber doesn't stipulate that he asked me to buy an enormous quantity.
I was trying to be
Mesabes
Oizen. 100%, even if a little bit.
So what does he gain?
The more business, the more volume, the better off you look. You realize if it's small volume, if it's a small volume, then the tircha is smaller and it's not so much the schleppeg, right? If it's a larger volume, it's a larger tircha, it's a bigger reputation.
I see him come back into town, not going to say, here comes the guy who's buying the sack.
He took 6 lane from you. He did this not just for one guy, he did it with 30 guys. That alone is enough.
I had it, Mike. I did it with 6 little diamonds, and the guy gave me back a little bit. I bought 6, he gave me a little money back.
So you bring a raya, you mean? He wants to know the first Hashem about a reputation.
The price is four to six.
Yeah.
Even if it's no difference in price, really.
No, when we know, we forget, then it wouldn't be Akasha. The Akasha is.
Let's say you can't. Better products there. The fact that it's cost more.
So better products translates to money. Right, oh yeah. Would they pay more?
$500. It doesn't go into a straw. Right. Want to get a certain thing there in the store. Can't find
right, that's got the marshal that the place can bring down on this if yeah, good, oh. Good marshal, yeah.
So I go there, I have the power of the house, I'm holding my shirt for 2 weeks now, and then before I leave Eretz Yisrael, I buy this,
right.
Same problem.
So it's going to be this problem for you to be terech back. Yeah, 1 second. But it says over here, if the lokech is mekabel achrayis, if the lokech is mekabel achrayis, we're going to see about scoring in a second. But granted, in your case, if the item that you're bringing back is worth the same $100 that I gave you, so even if you weren't buying it there from me and you brought it back to America, but in America you could only sell it for the same $100 or the same seller, then you paid me b'shav kesef and you never gave me ribbis. But if here it's worth more, I asked him to bring back a nice plaque, or olive wood plaque, or whatever it is, and over here it would be worth more. Or if I can't, someone in Eretz Yisrael, yes, someone who's coming back to America, bring some electronics that's worth more in Eretz Yisrael, yes, you're going to have this problem, and you would have to be compensated, but you're going to see even more. 1 second. What? Oh, you don't have a, then you're not a loiva. You're not a loiva. We're telling you when you have the access, well, usually you have to realize, usually you have the right to spend the money. You don't hold on to that $100 bill and buy that $100 bill. So usually, all right, let's continue in the Machab. The Machab continues and says, however, the Adam Choshev, someone who's an Adam Choshev, also Lasezeh, cannot do this. Why? Now we know in Sifta Zob, which we mentioned preface before, that Adam Choshev Faket, Adam Choshev could do it, but Adam Choshev doesn't even have to give Kartika because the Petur of Mechas is enough. But you see, even Adam Choshev relies on these type of things. I know. What?
One word that does. The reason people want to do business because it's an Adam Kosher.
Right.
Therefore, all they're paying for the Skar Dirfe.
No, I know. I'm not saying that the Adam Kosher will work out to Patur Mechas, but what I'm trying to say is why does the Adam Kosher have to be Machmir? For Adam Kosher, it's Taka also to do this. If you see that in previous Sif, Adam Kosher was able to rely on Zaitika compensation.
That's exactly the opposite. Over here, the reason that we say that's for it, like the Taz, there's a problem with the Schar Tircha. So the Taz took care of it from the Gemara.
Right, just like over there, there was a problem with the Schar Tircha.
The reason
over there was is that the shliach is going to be compensated with something zaitig that he gets a patur on the meches, just like the shliach over here gets a meshaleach was Adam Choshev over there, the one who's benefiting. The malva was an Adam Choshev in Tezvav, and the malva is Adam Choshev in Tezayin. In Tezayin says Adam Choshev also lazizeh, and in Tezvav it says it's muta. So what's the chel? The reason why Adam Choshev can't do this is not because the Adam Choshev can't rely on Zaitika compensations. That Avadu is good, like it says on Tezot. The reason is that the Gemara felt that this Maila of a better reputation and the Maila of Moizli Gabayo, these two Mailas are Knappa Mailas. They're not real Mailas. They're not enough for an Adam Choshev to rely on. A regular person, a Mainam, that could rely on such a Zaitika compensation. But an Adam Choshev can't rely on such a Zaitika compensation because Adam Choshev, it looks bad. For Adam Choshev, it looks bad. People are going to learn from him and do in other areas, which is Mamish Ribis. So for Adam Choshev, he has to be more Machmeh. He can't rely on these type of compensation. But in Sif Tezvav, where the compensation of Turon Meches is real, even though it's Zaitik, but that's profitable. That's real business. That's real. It makes it really worthwhile for the Targa, for the broker, that even an Adam Choshev can rely on. All right, but what you see in the Mechaba is that you can rely on these two Zaitika Taimim by Chitin because it's a reputation, or Moizli Gabayo, and it's worth his while because the next day when he goes back there, he's going to be able to get it on credit. He'll be able to get cheaper rates because they're giving now it's a cheaper rate to convince him to come back. Now comes along the Makam and says, however, you should know, this whole hetter is only bechitim. Over mini schayra, but electronics, like the mushroom we said from Eretz Yisrael, electronics is also l'chol adam. These type of compensations don't work by shar schayra, only bechitim. Why is it the Makam, if you should aim mini schayra, mitzuyim keperis? Because it's not so mutzly like peris. What in the world does that mean? So zok the taz. The Taz says, if you look at the end of Sif Katan Chav Zayin, is because Oisin Schoen called my Majenkin Bishas Schoen is the Misha Mecha Akshalam Eno Mecha Lamacha. In those days, you bought fruit, that was standard in the market, you went to the fruit store, that's a steady seller. Everything else was bartered, you know, one day you're dealing in tables, the next day you're dealing in table goods, next day you're dealing in shrum trunks. Whatever you can get your hands on, you buy, you sell, you flip, anything to make a buck, right? So that's how it was then. Memelo, the whole svara of these zaitika compensations of, you have a good reputation, so when you're going to go back to that seller, he's going to remember you and give it to you on credit. Or he's going to give it to you cheaper now to convince you to come back to him. That only works on chitim, that something's constant and steady. So tomorrow you're talking to come back to him. So he's going to give it to you cheaper, so to come back to him tomorrow. Or tomorrow when you come back to him, you're going to get it on credit. But all other items, which is every day something else, this seller is never going to see me again, never going to see the buyer again. The buyer is going to go somewhere else for the next seller, for the next item, whatever he needs. It's not a steady type of a business. So therefore, he will not be Moisley Gavayo right now to get you to come back, because he's not going to see you again. It's not Moisley. And he's not, and you don't have a benefit of having a good business reputation to have credit, because tomorrow you're not going to see the same seller. You're going to see a different seller. It's not something which is steady, fixed type of a supplier in business, and therefore these two timemen fall away. They don't pass. If they don't pass, then he has to be compensated. And therefore, it will be awesome. But Dr. Taz, if you're willing to compensate him for his Schar Tircha, just like Sif Tezvav, and Echanami, if you want to compensate him for schlepping it back, that's mutter. But to rely on these ethical compensations, that's not enough. Sorry?
Expensive thing, a car or whatever.
It doesn't make a difference. Once you're dealing with Zaitika Skoira, which you'll never purchase... If you're dealing again and again, which in that, let me say, the Chokhmus Adam says, Memela Bizmaneinu, that business is more standardized, it's more steady, it's constant. I always deal with the same supplier or suppliers. He always deals with the same lichem. We see each other again. It's Leinzik, he'll give me a better rate, whatever it is. Then the heta of the mechaba of chidim apply to all schera.
I only have one building, right? They made a building, but the guy, that's it.
So if you tell me that it doesn't have that, I mean, a kalafi raising a die, or the Moshe that someone gave before, when you're going from Eretz Yisrael and you're sending a guy to pick up electronics when he goes to America, such a guy is not the regular supplier, wholesaler relationship, right? He went to America for the first time in 16 years, you know, and he bought you a Sony tape recorder. He doesn't remember which store he even bought it, and the next time his plans are going back to America is in the next 16 years. He doesn't have the mile of getting it on credit or a cheaper price. So for him, you don't have these compensations. So if he had the ability, access to the money, and he has a halva from it, and bringing the electronics back there, it's worth more there. So it's blithe like this mechaba. Mini Yisrael is also, unless you come compensate him for the tircha to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael. Without such a compensation, otaka be also be like a ribbis mucheres. You gave him avon, and he's paying you back with the tircha to schlep it back.
What about the svara that he has the access to the money for his schar tircha? He's really an agent, right?
He has access to money. That's a hava, right? That's the problem.
He's not an offer. I could tell Ruvay, buy this thing for me when you get there. And also, listen, here's $500, but.
But you have a right to use it right now. So that means I'm giving
you. You can't use the money.
Oh, you can't use it because it's
expensive. Right. So then it's a straight deal.
I have no problem can't use the money, but no one does that, right? When you send money with a shlik, you tell them you can't use the money. You tell them just pick up for me that item, right?
But if he were to ask you, LaMarshall, if he was to say to you, he's going, let's say, with $1,000 in his pocket, and you give him another $500, is he allowed to go down to the zero?
Yizikah doesn't have to earmark those 500, and probably he can go down probably to zero and charge it to his credit card. You gave him $500 to buy that item. He's going to buy it for you.
But the fairish is that he has $500 of yours with full of price,
and he could spend. So that means he's alive.
Right? So if he says to you, "Do you mind if I use the money?"
Right. That means he's alive.
He doesn't pass.
Yeah, but A and B equals C. If I have a right to use money, that means I'm a loiva. So if I use,
if I don't use it, then
maybe it never turned into a loiva. You have to know how to be magdarit. But if you were magdarit that you were giving it to him, means the second you gave it to him, who right now has a chreis on that money? If he took it as a hava, he right now has a chreis on the money.
He doesn't take it as a hava.
Avos. If he doesn't make Avos, then you don't have the problem. But at the point that he spends it, then it will be Avos. If you don't have Avos, I don't have no problem. The Maccabi's case we're talking about, where you gave it to him Lizman Ployni, so he has the ability to have a Avos, he has use of the money till then. So therefore, you have to compensate him for the way back. And the compensation, if the two time of the Gemara work, that's his compensation. If the two time don't work, like by Minis Chari Bizman, Noy of the Mechaber, or Bismanenu, let's say a one-time deal, whatever it is, and the Chanami is going to be awesome unless you compensate him. Yeah, we had the inverted case last week that you have to taka give him Skar Ticha. That's why I preface. That over there we're talking about Skar Ticha for the Halacha, and he's going to have to give him Skar Ticha for the Avah.
The Skar Ticha for the Halacha was that
No, we said over there to be potter from Mechas, that was his compensation. So if you create a new type of compensation, fine. The Gemara created these two, reputation and a cheaper deal. All right, let's continue.
When the lawyer goes and gets a refund from the Seichel, wants to come back to him, he's actually spending only $495 of $500. So that $5 is not
Zayla,
or
the
Seichel has to give it to him after a rebate. How does that work?
So what do you mean? What are you talking about? The time the Gemara of Moisli Gabayo? So he got paid. He profited that $5.
Right, but not his. The guy gave him $500. Why? As much as $500
goodbye. No. It could be. I hear your problem. So it could be he paid him and then he gave him a tip back. You have to know how it's structured. You're right. If it would be pure shlikas and you bought it for Yena, then why are you entitled to the discount unless I allow you the entitlement to the discount? You're right. I should have said that. Okay.
Credit card that I asked you last week. So guy gives me $500. He wants to buy a computer.
Right.
So he gives me $2,000. And I have a computer, but I use the credit card. And I have myself 2 months.
Right. So you have the hava on the money. But then you're buying the computer by Shahu, whatever it's worth. So you're right. Not giving him a better deal on that, are you?
But I did do a tircha. I did order
it for him. You did the tircha of the ordering. Oh, yeah. Would you have done that tircha without the halva?
The credit card was paid back already when I gave him the computer.
You even paid back the second you purchased the computer. You paid him back. But he wants to know, why did you go through the tircha of purchasing a computer for him? Only because he got the halva. Right, correct. Or even if he charged credit card right away, till the credit card comes to him, he has this one. All right. Oh, you mean you're right, because he paid that. All right, he has it shy. All right, let's. Fine. Zakhtar Amav, Yesh Matirin Beperis, now a new heta. Yesh Matirin, others say that it's Mutta, and it's Muskum Lakol, the Shach says. It's just two pshatim in the Gemara. Yesh Matirin Beperis, Afil Achrais Adar Chalataga Mevim. Till now we said that the Chrais has to be on the Lekeach, and that indicates that the seal was done in the Kfar for the Lekeach, for the Malva, and that's when the Hava was paid up. It's a done deal. And the fact he just brought it back here just Tamzait Kaz Tircha. Some permit, even if the Chayis HaDerech is on the Taga Mevim, that should smell, because that should indicate that the seal wasn't done for the Malva until he brings it back, and then it's a payment of Sheish Soyin instead of Dalat Soyin, so it should be a problem. So, Ramo, Uvavad, provided she eaten like Schar Tircha Va'amolai, provided he gives him Schar Tircha Va'amolai for the Tircha, means really, yes, really you're still buying it there for me, and Viharaya, that you really bought it there for me, is because why in the world am I paying you Schar Tircha V'Amolah for schlepping it here? If you didn't pay me back till you come here, and you're giving it me now as payment, then I wouldn't have to pay for Schar Tircha V'Amolah. It's your item. Third is the same structure. When you go there to the Kfar, you buy it for me, and the Maizakinin is for me. And it's really my item right away. And besides, I should really have taken on a Kreis. Be'etzem, right? And why you're schlepping it from there to me here is because I'm going to pay you Schar Tircha. Why are you being mekabel achrayis? So just like every shomer chinam can be masna lias kashoyel, every shomer could take on an abundance of achrayis, could take on more achrayis, if for every reason why he wants to do it. In this case, because of the two timim of the Gemara of Meisli Gabayo or Megalo, sorry, or Megalin Leitara, those two timim are the reason why you're taking on achrayis. That means I'm paying you as insurance. The tircha, till now the Mechaber's case was these two times are payment compensation for the tircha. The Rama has a different case. The compensation for the tircha, I'll pay you Kesef Malay, I give you Skar Tircha, I give you Skar Tircha Ve'am Malay. Everything, you paid off, you compensated for your Tircha. The two time with the Gemara is compensation for you to be Mekabel HaKrayis. I could buy an insurance policy, you buy an item, you pay a little extra, you get insurance on the goods. Here too, the goods are really mine already, but I'm giving the Shliach I'm giving the Shliach these two compensations of the Gemara, and that's going to convince him to be willing to take on a degree of Achrayis, or even Achrayis of Ointzin, but full Achrayis.
So the only Rebachitin, according to the Mechaber in Isma.
Yeah, Avanda, this is also, like the Mechaber is only going to be Rebachitin, because the two time I'm only pass over there. Now, no, here has to be real. Here the Achronim say it has to be real, even though before all the time the Skar Tircha is a token. Here it has to be real because they say that the Skar, really we have a cloud, we see it so many times, it must be like 10 times in Ezer Nezer like this, that Kabbalah's Achrayis is the deciding factor who really owns it, right? So here the Chayda should be terrible because if you, the broker maintains Achrayis, that should indicate that the broker still owns the goods or owns the goods, he bought it really for himself, and he's only making payment when he comes back here. So to counter that indication, we need a strong indication, Fakir. So we need that you... Madala, token of appreciation is not enough. And you even medag that in Ramah, because why do Ramah mean skartirka ve'amal, like we're trying to cover Saif, whatever this double lotion is, and God then tastes it with the double lotion, you're paying for the skar of the animal as well, for the traveling expense, whatever it is. But whatever it is, it's a double lotion. You're paying skartirka ve'amal, if I say it's just a dollar, it's not enough. You have to give him full payment, then that's enough, because now the Zaitika compensations will take care of the achrayis that you took. So it's interesting. You have, I mean, these Zaitika compensations could take care of one of the two. Could either take care of the tircha, like the mechaba, or if you're willing to pay tircha zaitik, then it will take care of the achrayis. Can't take care of both, but it can take care of one or the other. Now, we had a case of the mechaba. The mechaba's case was it's also by an adam kosher to do. If you look in the shak, now we explain, why is also adam kosher? Adam kosher is also because he shouldn't rely on the zaitika compensations. These zaita compensations are not so real, and they look bad. Zakta Shach and Sivkan Lame Beis. However, kushem kabel alav achrayis. If he maintains their achrayis, v'noisim loygamkein skar tirchoy, then I feel the adam kosher v'shari. If he's willing to keep the mechaber set up that he maintains their achrayis, and we just can't rely on zaita gatirchoy, but if he gives skar tirchoy, then it's fine. Then that's fine, just like in Siftezov. If you give skar tirchoy, that's fine. But you see, it's interesting, but you see, in his case, where he was already paying Schar Tircha, that already the Ramah was willing to be makel, that the broker could be Mekabel HaKrayis. That's not enough for Adam Khashif. Adam Khashif can't rely on the time of the Gemara. So, Vivayt, he can't rely on these compensations. For him to be Mut, he needs to have a Kabbalah HaKrayis, plus the real compensation, Schar Tircha, for the Hava. But a regular person, either one could do. He could rely on the compensation of the Gemara, so he could do that either to take on the Achrayis or for compensation for the Tircha. Either one is fine.
If the Achrayis was on the Lokeach, it was also, even though he paid in Schar Tircha, the Achrayis had to be on the Moicher.
Correct.
So why is it different over here? How is Schar Tircha taken?
You're talking about the Ramon or Mechaber? Mechaber is not a problem. Mechaber's case was that the time member of the Gemara compensate you for the Skar Tircha.
I'm going back to Tezvav.
Correct. And Tezvav, it says, if the Achrayis is on the middle guy, yes, it's Osa. If the Achrayis is on the Malva, it's Mota. And even when the Achrayis is on the Malva, he still has to pay Skar Tircha. So just like Siftez Zayin, that the Achrayis is on the Malva, in this case he happens to be called the Lokeach now, good, but the Achrayis is on the Malva, and I want to do with Skar Tircha, we have the compensation of the Gemara of Moizli Gabayu and Megamon Leitara, which didn't pass in Siftez Zav. He didn't have those words in Siftez Zav. Right? In Siftez Zav, he wasn't showing the wad of cash. He wasn't showing around money. Showing off the money. Mashen Kane and Siftez Vav over there didn't have that because Siftez Vav was talking about he's selling goods. Selling goods, he doesn't have any Zaitika compensation. So there he has to be compensated for his Tircha. Siftez Zayin has a new look, Sifta Zayin has it from a Zaytika compensation. Sifta Zayin is really Daima to the end of Sifta Zvav, where there's a Zaytika compensation by an Adam Kosher, where he gets off of taxes. So that Zaytika compensation is enough that Yitaka don't have to pay Skar Tiyach and Sifta Zvav either. In the Ramah's case, that's why in the Ramah's case, is you did pay for the compensation, and once you pay for the compensation, then the achrayis could already be on the middle guy. So you want to know abizoy in sif tezvav when the nakamun sif tezvav when you properly compensate him for the skar tikkah, then let the middle guy already have the achrayis.
That's what I meant to ask.
Oh, okay. That's right away. Makar Ramah, you're talking Makar. See me on the Ramah. One second. Right. So if you look at the Taz, he asked the Kasha, the second half of the Taz in Sifkon Kof Ches. The Ein Lachis Bekan Amashakos of the Sif Tezvot. The Afilu Im Noisin Leiskar Tirkoi Ein Heta Elam Achrayis Alamoika. Right. So he says, without going barikas, but over there basically he says it doesn't have the timeim of the Gemara of Megalan Taira and Moisei Gavayu. Even our Ramah, who says when you pay Skar Tircha, it's mutter for the Shliach to be Mekabel HaKrayis, is only because since he's getting Zaytika compensations of Moisei Gavayu and Megalan Taira, those Zaytika compensations is why he's taking on an insurance policy. Mashenkin in Tif Tezvav, where he has no Zaytika compensation, so why in the world is he taking on an insurance policy? Why is he in the world being Mekabel HaKrayis? The only reason why he's Mekabel HaKrayis is because of this halva, so that's going to be a payment of ribbit. So, yeah, even the Ramah here needs the time of the Gemara. But what he did was, since you're paying him Zechar Tircha for real, he was able to use those compensations of the Gemara and apply it to the insurance.
That's what would you say if you paid him top dollar, then maybe you would be
okay. If you paid him extra. This is what L'chayrut should come out. If you see this Ramah, that you're allowed to have both as long as you're compensated, then if I'm paying you Zechar Tircha, and then on top of that, I'll be moisif another payment for insurance, L'chayrut, that should be Mata. That's what it should come out. All right.
But in our case over here, when we said when you were Mekabel HaKrayis, for an Adam Choshev, the Skar Tircha doesn't mean a full payment.
So where are you? Tezav, Tezayin, where are you now? Tezayin, but in Adam Choshev, it's also because an Adam Choshev can't rely on the compensation of the Gemara.
No, I said if it's Mekabel HaKrayis.
Oh, Adam Choshev, Mekabel HaKrayis. And he pays that we don't know in the Shach. But any pays Skar Tircha, that is Mota. Do you want to know? A token? Could be. Gather the Shach L'Shitasa he holds in Sifkot and Lamed that even in Sif Tezvav you have to give full payment. Well, I kept on thinking all you need is a token because we pass on like the Taz. Right, so from the Shach it can't be Medak. What would the Taz hold by an Adon Kosher? L'Chayra, Adon Kosher could also get away with some Stama token Skar Tircha.
Okay, I'm asking another question. I think he was asking. Like the Taz that we said this over last week, that the reason he's doing Tircha, he's doing it for himself. That's what he holds.
By which case? By the Meches?
Let's go back to Tezvah.
Oh, you're talking about the Taz is Svara, the Taz is new type of a Svara. How do you have that over here? Here it's Fakert. Here, the whole Svara that Taz was, is the guy needs to get a loan. And he needs to raise capital to get the loan because the item that you have to sell is not worth enough for his loan here. So he's willing to be matriarch and take it to a different place to be able to generate more capital to have a larger halva. And he's doing that solely for himself. Either there's either a benefit for the malva that the Taz holds is fine. At the end, he steps back and he says, at least if you give him a token and scar, that's enough. Here, it's the inverted case. I'm giving you money right away. So now there's no excuse why you're being matriarch when you buy the item and bring it back here.
Exactly that.
Why?
The reason you're being matriarch to bring the item is because you're going to get money right now. You need the money.
So that is ribbit. No. Every time. One second. No. You never allowed to give any payment, any toiva to the malva because you're getting alva. That is ribbit. What the Taz was saying over there was not saying that the Zaytika toiva you're doing is because you want to get the alva from the malva. What the Taz was saying was that the extra tech, the malva is already holding by lending you the money even if you're not matriach in Siftazov. Here's the item, sell it here for less, gizintai. That's not the nekuda. Whether he is or not, that's not the nekuda. The nekuda is that the loiva needs to generate more capital from this item for his own toiva, so he should be able to borrow more money. So the tircha to generate more capital was for himself. Over here, there is no tircha of generating capital. The havah was straight from the guy right now. And we want to know why in the world is he schlepping later on my item back for me. It's because I'm a nice guy. I'm his malva. That is rivis. Unless I compensate him. In Tezvav, it's not the Nakuda. The reason why he's willing to schlep now is because I'm a nice guy, I'm his malva for the way back that he's going to get a subsequent Tezvav. It's the reason why he's willing to schlep now is forget about me. He's really schlep because he wants to make more capital out of that item. He wants to generate a larger halva. Not because of me, because he knows he has the opportunity to make halva out of this item. And the more money he can get from that item, the more the halva is. So he's willing to wheel and deal to try to get as much as he can for himself. So the wheeling and dealing, the tikkun was for himself. Here the tikkun is clearly for the malva. The reason why he's doing the tikkun the malva, because he knows that if he does the tikkun, then the malva will give him the halva up front. Okay? So that is Ribbis Mucheres. If not for the fact, he gets these compensations.
Okay, so it doesn't mean that if the malva told, if the guy asked him, if the malva says, go buy me one saw of chitin,
okay.
He knows that he can get in the other town.
They have a mother, but he's not going to get, no, but he won't get the six, he'll only get the one. He'll go to the other town, spend a half a dollar, have the other half a dollar they can keep for profit, but he only has to deliver me the one saw, because that's all I asked him to do. Here, yeah, but that's even better. Stop, there's no ribbis payment, he's giving back my one saw. The chiddush here is that he's giving me back more, he's giving me back a sell and a half's worth of chitim. All right, let's... In our case? No, because... And Tezvav? No, that's the Taz wants to suggest as long as he's getting, as long as the Chayis is on the first gun, the Malva, the Taz was willing to suggest it's Mota in Gansin, not like the Makaba, even without Skar Tirka, and therefore he makes a Pshara. Since the Makaba passes, he needs Skar Tirka, it's enough, a nominal Skar Tirka. That's his Pshara over there, but over here, the Taz is hard, doesn't work. Alright, let's move on. I want to cup another Sif Yedzayin. Hamoylech peris mimakam hazoil lemakam hayeker. If someone's going from mimakam hazoil lemakam hayeker, I'm anyway traveling there to sell goods. I'm importing coffee from Brazil to here, and here it's worth more. So that's where I'm heading. Vamolech haverim, and his friend tells him, you know what? To namely, give the produce to me. Give these peris to me right now. What will I do with them? I'll take them, I'll sell them, I'll have capital, I'll have halva, whatever it is. But basically, lend me these items. And I'll pay you back. You were headed to New York. Your objective is to bring this coffee to New York. No problem. I already have coffee in New York in my warehouse. Not a problem. I'll give you the coffee that's in my warehouse. Let's employ me at a later date. The halakha is
in New York.
In New York. He said, "Vani etein sham in New York, where you headed? That was the objective. You want coffee beans in New York. So, im yesh lo sham, if I have in New York the coffee beans, these peiris, mutter. V'mav, it's also. If I have it, it's mutter. If I don't have it, it's also. What's pshat? Zok t'taz choftes. Yesh lo sham peiris is mutter. D'mahash to kimna bushur. Say, since he already has it at the time of the deal, it already is as if the mekach already took place. You gave me the coffee beans in Brazil, and instead you're getting from me the coffee beans in New York. V'avagav d'loy mashak, even though you didn't do a proper ma'isekinin on the coffee beans that are in New York. T'saw b'saw, avek ribisu. The halacha is that whenever you lend a saw of peiris to get back a saw of peiris, that's only avek ribis. One second. U'b'yesh loy gazi, and the halacha is by saw b'saw, if the recipient, the loiva of the saw, has already a different saw that he can pay back the malva, loy gazi, they will never go, he's on ribis d'rabanan. However, the ainloy, but if it was ainloy, also the beskam tanasa nesanloy b'makam hayeker. If he wouldn't have it over there, so he's borrowing the saw and he's paying back with a more expensive saw. He's borrowing beans, coffee beans in Brazil, which are worth $1,000, and he's paying back with coffee beans in New York, which are worth $2,000. So that would be also. But if he already has the coffee beans in New York, what he's really doing, or we look at it, we pretend that he's making a discount mechira. He's willing to take $1,000. A value of coffee beans in Brazil and sell $2,000 of coffee beans in New York. Same saw, but that's a mechiri. He's allowed, if I have coffee beans in New York, I could sell to you for one penny. I'm a shaker, but I could do that. That's not a problem. So I'm willing to sell you the coffee beans at a discount. It's not a problem. B, I have it, I could sell it. If I don't have it, I can't sell it. So clearly then it's a regular halva. Now, that's what the Taz says, and he's coming from Rashi. Let's just backstep. this is a cloud godel, saw besaw, that whenever I lend you a saw, you could pay me back with a saw abi yetzieshlei. Now, why is it only ribbis derabanan? Because only ribbis derabanan, I gave you a saw and you gave me back a saw. It's really makloikas rishonim why it's only ribbis derabanan. But let's go with the rishonim and we'll see the problem here.
Well, that there's. He
can't. He didn't make a ma'isik inyan. What was a ma'isik? One second. We'll get to it. I told you. One second. So now, normally by saw besaw, how does the lumdus work? The lumdus works is, let's go with these rishonim, that Shailin the Gemara had a taitshah, but let's say the Gemara says meikara. Let me just tell you the pshat of the Yishayinim is that we don't see ribbits, even if the saw ends up going up in value, we don't see any ribbits ktsutza from it, because for the same token it could have gone down in value, for the same token it could have stayed flat, the same value. So I lent you a saw, I'm not to get back a saw. If the grada went up in value, that's only ribbits derabanan. And to make even such a deal, such a ktsutza, is awesome derabanan for the potential that it might go up in price, so that also that side that it might go up in price also makes it ribbis derabanan, right? It might go up, so we're chayshu that in the event that a taka goes up and you're going to pay, that's going to be ribbis. So you can't even make such a ksitz. If it stayed flat, you're allowed to taka pay, but you shouldn't even go in such a deal. That's saw b'saw. Now the heter, the argument heter, that if it's yeshlei, we look at it as if it's a chalipin, even though it's not. When you look at it as the deal was done, you bought this off for that saw, it's sitting over there, it'll be delivered at a later date, and that's fine. B'chai gavna chazal lo gozno. Comes along the Machan Ephraim, bishlei mo'ol over, that's a perfect heter. Mashenken over here, where we know right now that the coffee beans in New York are worth twice their worth in Brazil, how could you tell me that when I lend you the saw, it's only ribbis derabanan because you've lending a saw and you're paying back with a saw, mechites is going to go up, mechites is going to go down. Well, right now we know it's worth double the amount. In New York, what's going on? This should be ribbis ketzusa. Now, there are a different set of rishonim, let's say goy sashri, the other rishonim are mavuah, that they learned the reason why saw besaw is only with rabbanan is for a different reason entirely. And abezon and makar friends kasha heb zeknishon. It's me to rishonim, but they say the reason why saw besaw is only awesome with the rabbanon is because when you lend value, anything more in value is ribbis. Lend you a dollar to get back $1.10, that's ribbis. When I lend you items, goods, amounts of payris, then the halva is in the amount, not in the shavyas. So if I lend you a saw of payris to get back a saw of payris, regardless of the price of the saw, that could only be ribbis derabanan, because midaraisa, you received the saw and you gave back a saw. So even though rather the saw went up in price, even though right now we already know that the saw in New York is double the price, that's going to be muta, because you borrowed volume, you borrowed a mida of a saw, and you're giving back a mida of a saw. So then, it's only going to be ribbis derabanan. So like those rishonim, the Machaneh Ephraim, Sky, Shavs, and John, clearly the Machaneh Ephraim learned, like the Rav rishonim, that learned that the reason why it's only derabanan, because mekatesi, it will go up. So he has a kash over here. What do you mean here? We know it's worth double in New York. Comes on Machaneh Ephraim and says the following teretz. He says, which is also Machaneh rishonim, but he says that I lend you something that it may be worth, even if already now it's worth more, but at the time of payment, right, the zman ploni, it might be worth less, the market might crash, and you might even lose keren. I lend you a saw of payers. Let's say the saw of payers is worth $100. So right now in New York it's worth $200. But there's a tzad, a realistic tzad, that it might only be worth $80 when you have to pay me in 3 months' time, because the market might crash. It's not shchiyak, but it's such a tzad. So vivayt, you might not only not get ribbis, but even lose out in the karen. The other rishonim say, some rishonim say, it's not ribbis to a raisa. So vayt will have the same hagdor of saw besaw, and mele, once you have yeshloi, it's mota. So too here, since it might go down, the Machaneh Ephraim says it's mota. The problem is, what are you going to do with those rishonim who hold that even a tzad that you might lose out in karen is still ribbis ktsutza midaraisa? Because ba'asher hu, at the time of the avah, you lent a dollar, I'm going to have to get back $2. It might go up, go down in price, might go up in price. But the Maisa, Ba'ashehu, at the time of the Alva, I lent you one saw, which is worth $1 in Brazil, I'm going to have to get back, or saw in New York, which is worth $2. So that should be Ribbit's Ketutza. What are you going to do with those, Rishonim? So on that, Shmuel calls Mechavan to Ni'iri, and Machaneh Ephraim says this as well, is that what's going over here is not saw b'saw. What's going over here is a regular Chalipin. And even though we know that Chalipin you can't do with Paris, Paris l'avdi Chalipin, We passing like the Rambam that you could do chalipin of shava b'shava. That concept you can't do a ma'aseh kinyan chalipin with pears means if you want to use that as a sudah, just as a ma'aseh kinyan. But if you do a proper exchange, shava b'shava pears, the Rambam holds that you could do chalipin. And the Melo, this will be talking about a ma'aseh chalipin. Now the problem, and the chalipin is a kinyan. When you take possession of the pears in Brazil, when you did Akbar, Meshich, Achatz, Yad, whatever you did on those pears in Brazil, Miyad, you already kind of the pears in New York. Now, Shmuel Chol is very happy with that, but the problem with that is that then I'm stuck. Then I can't use those pears in New York. I can't sell it to somebody else. I am stuck forever because those pears are no longer mine. Who could be Mekadosh the Yishin now? You could be Mekadosh, not me. It's already sold to you. Normally, Sabasol, you have the advantages of both worlds. You have the pears, you have the cake and eat it, literally. That means I have the cake, but I sold it to you so I could get around, so I got the halva, but I could still eat the cake, it's my cake, don't touch my saw. I'll give you a different saw, right? But what happens over here is not like that. If you're going to learn it's Khalib, and I must give you back that those very same pears that are sitting in my warehouse.
You can have more than that. You don't know exactly which one it is.
If you don't know which one it is, then the Ma'aseh Chalipin doesn't work. You have to be Miyachid. That's Hilchos Kinyanim. You have to Miyachid. The northwest corner of my warehouse of 47th Street, those pears, those, you know, Truma Bedrima, those pears that are over there are nikna to you. And if you're going to, you know, those are those pears. That's it. If it blows up, you might have a problem because those are your pears. But that's it. Means there's a kinyan on those pears. So you have to know who could be makabel achrayis on those pears. If it's already yours, then you're going to have the achrayis on it. If it's a regular pasha sabazah, then I maintain the achrayis. It's just the deal. We look as if there was a chalipin, but it really wasn't. And I just committed to give you back a saw later on. If this saw blows up, I use it. I have to give you a different saw. I'll be stuck with the achrayis. But if you learn a regular chalipin, the koina is now going to have the achrayis. The loiv is going to have it. So the other guy is going to have the achrayis. We have a problem. Very good. 1 second. And to be ma'asif, is that if you learn it's a proper chalipin, so let's talk about a ton of chitim. So in order to pull this off, you're going to need another ton of chitim in New York to make a proper chalipin, unless you want to make a deal with less than a ton of chitim. But it sounds like you want to do so, but so you don't want to lose out anything. So you want volume for volume. So you're going to have to make sure that whatever you just gave out to the guy now, he has in New York for you. Otherwise, you can't do a ma'asif chalipin. However, there's a halacha by so, but so, that if you yesh li ma'at, you're allowed to borrow a saw. You're allowed to borrow a million things, right? So if it would be a regular dinner saw by saw, if he had some peris, it should be mota. So Mechadra says yesh li sham peris, and say ha peris or peris by sashia. As long as he has peris by samakam, that's going to be enough for saw by saw. Now, truth be told, I should be moitiv. There's a beautiful chuvah here at Melech Rav. I wasn't able to look it up. I saw it many years ago. I lent my sefer to a friend of mine, and I didn't have the ability to look it up. But the way I remember the tshuva is the following. Beautiful tshuva. There's a halakha, and here's the nafkamina to his machlek. It's gorgeous tshuva. There's a halakha that by saw basaw, a feel of yesh limat, you could be malva, many saw. Rashi says, Rashi says, because instead of looking at the whole saw in one shot, you look at each kernel separately. So as long as you have one kernel of chitim, one stalk of chitim, then a problem, because keganat, I gave you one stalk, now you still have that stalk. I gave you another stalk, another stalk, so in that one lousy kernel that you have, you can be goyer mahava of a million, of a whole ton of chitim. That's Rashi. The Rashban and Mekiyahis, the other Shanim use a different lashon, and they use keneged, the chita that you have, you can give the first chita. Now you have the second chita. Can I get the second? I give a third, fourth, and with that, all bavasakas, you know, it's just calculated immediately. In a nanosecond, you can get a million chita. No. Now it's yours. I lent it to you, so now you have the bailas over it. So can I get the second chita? You can get a third. What's the nafkamina? Zok the kir melakurav. The nafkamina is this halacha. Because since the halacha, let's be medayik in the makabah. Im yeshloi shom peris. It's mota. This guy who just borrowed coffee beans in Brazil is a major wheel and dealer in coffee beans. He has so many coffee beans in Portugal. He has coffee beans in, I don't know, Spain. He has coffee beans all over the world. except for New York. But this guy wants to be paid back in New York. That's not going to be Motam. Because Yesh Lo Yisham. In order to be Sabasai, has to be Shom, B'mokam HaYeka, where you want to deliver, B'mokam HaYeka, you have to have it there already. So then we see that B'mokam HaYeka didn't play a role. We see already the Khalipin, or would be a pretended Khalipin. We pretend that the Khalipin already took place, and you have the Saw of Chitim over there. If you don't have it over there, it's not enough. That what you need is one kernel, and that kernel you can generate everything you want. But you have one coffee bean, one lousy coffee bean left in New York, that's fine. For that, you could just take a whole ton of a new shipment in Brazil, taking that one coffee bean in New York, you just, no problem. Again, and again. Majenki, if you learn like the Rashba, you'll be able to borrow only one coffee bean, because that coffee bean is connected to one in New York. Now, the second coffee bean, why are you borrowing it? Because you now borrowed the first one. That first one is in Brazil, it's not in New York. You promised to pay back in New York. You don't have a second coffee bean in New York. So you're going to be limited to only what you have in New York. So it will come out, light the Kirat Malik drives, beautiful Deek, and the Rashba, and the Bugyez, and other Rishonim, it will come out the same din of Shmuel Machal anyway. It will come out that in order to have a heta here of Yesh Leif Sabazah, is only if you have Yesh Leif Sham, all the payers, the entire Sah that you want to borrow. Now, if you want to make a dig in the Machabah, the Machabah is not mashma like that, then it could be Medik in the Machabah that he learned, like Rashi, that Abi have Ma'at, it's multi, on that very same Ma'at, you could be Goyim again and again, Nu'avah, from that Ma'at. But if had you learned like the Rashba, this kid, my Rab wants to say, so I remember, they want to say that it's going to be Asa. You need to have the entire Saw over there, just like the Miri strata of a real Khalipin, they're going to have the entire Saw over there.
What
do I say? Wait a minute. Who says he didn't bring these goods to New York? He's taking a car. What he's going to do with the coffee beans in Brazil? He's going to sell it in Brazil, take the cap, or have cap, and now buy and wheel and deal with it. Who knows if he ever will bring those coffee beans to New York? That wasn't the cashman. And even if he ends up in New York, but in order to make our vote, you have to first bring it to New York, so ship one coffee bean to New York, and then borrow another coffee, then bring it again to New York. We're not doing that, right? It'll be the forever. So you can't do that. So in order to get this to work, you're going to have to either have the entire shipment or go like Rashi, then on that one Ma'at Paris, you're able to be goyim everything. All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.